girl, I be laying next to you. Oh, I'm better with you. Oh, crazy times we're in. We all could use a friend. I love the way you loving on me. You make me wanna take you home to family. You make me wanna go, 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 go,
in your face.
In your face.
91.3 FM.
All over the place.
24-7. 24-7.
You're listening to the hottest station.
Power FM. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
91.3 FM.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Good morning. This is your weekly recap, and these are your headlines. President Hitilema apologized to farmers for delayed payments. Minister of Mines and Minerals called for stronger oversight in mining sector. In international news, Ivorian government resigned after ruling party's landslide win. In sports, Copper Queens to learn Total Energy's CAF WAFCON Morocco 2026 opponents.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. In local news on Monday, the Vice President, Mutale Nalumango, said more than 700 bridges and crossing points across Zambia have been damaged and are in urgent need of rehabilitation following the recent adverse weather conditions. Mrs. Nalumango said government has already begun mobilizing resources to respond to the widespread damage and ease the serious transport challenges currently being faced by communities in many parts of the country. He assured the nation that the matter is being treated with the utmost seriousness, adding that government is applying equal attention to all regions to ensure that critical infrastructure is restored without discrimination. The Vice President was speaking during a visit to Pamba Bridge in Lundazi District, which was washed away by recent floods.
We have over 700 bridges in the country and crossing points that need to be attended to. So the Royal Highness don't feel isolated. It's the level of development that maybe is recognized as a group of other regimes. The escalation starting, you started MMB, CF, now it is UTMB, you are still going to push. That is starting from UNIC. We have been witnessing all of us, all the people that are looking at the 700 bridges across the country are waiting.
Meanwhile, Eastern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Louis Mape urged the Eastern Water and Sanitation Company to consider elevating its water treatment plan along the Lundazi River after it was submerged by flood waters.
Over the installation is very expensive, plenty at the lower level. After even when the horse of the dam is built, this would have been affected. So I think this is because of property of the team and the engineers. The fix and development is very important.
In another development, Minister of Mines and Minerals Development Paul Kabuswe called for strengthened oversight and transparency in Zambia's mining sector, saying effective dispute resolution is key to protecting investments and national interests. Speaking during a workshop for the first ever Mines Appeals Tribunal at Siela Resort in Chongwe, Mr. Kabuswe said the tribunal plays a critical role in ensuring disputes over mining rights are resolved fairly, efficiently and visibly in the interest of justice. He explained that the workshop has brought together legal experts, industry players, and government officials to enhance the tribunal's capacity to manage complex mining cases. The minister said a strong and credible appeals system will boost investor confidence and help safeguard Zambia's mineral wealth. He announced that the tribunal is expected to introduce new operational guidelines following the outcomes of the workshop.
As we pursue the national objective of increasing mineral production, diversifying beyond copper, formalizing artisanal and small-scale mining, and attracting sustainable investment, it is imperative that disputes in the sector are resolved efficiently, independently, and credibly. The operationalization of the Mines Appeals Tribunal is therefore not incidental. It is a deliberate reform anchored in law and intended to, number one, provide an accessible, specialized forum for resolving mining-related disputes. Number two, enhance investor confidence by guaranteeing due process. Number three, protect the rights and legitimate expectations of all stakeholders, including communities, small-scale miners, and investors.
In more local news, Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Chongoziele called on defense experts from the International Conference on the Great Lakes Region, ICGLR, to strengthen coordinated military and intelligence efforts to counter armed groups destabilizing the region. Speaking at the official opening, Lieutenant General Ziele said cross-border armed groups continue to undermine peace, displace civilians, and obstruct development, warning that insecurity in one country threatens the entire Great Lakes region. He described the situation in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo as precarious and called for urgent regional and international attention. The Army Commander urged member states to deepen information sharing, enhance joint operations, and act with unity of purpose to defeat destabilizing forces. He emphasized that peace is never permanent unless actively defended, and that threats anywhere in the region are threats everywhere. And chairperson of the ICGLR Specialized Committee of Defense Experts, Brigadier General Emmanuel Kaputa Kasenga, said the extraordinary meeting of defense experts was convened following directives from ICGLR defense ministers. He said the session, held under the ICGLR Intelligence Fusion Center, brought together senior military officials and technical experts to address regional security cooperation. In more local news on Friday, President Hakainde Hichilema personally apologized to farmers across the country who are still waiting for their payments from the Food Reserve Agency. Speaking during a public engagement in Choma, Southern Province, the head of state acknowledged that many farmers have not yet received money for the crops they delivered during the last marketing season, explaining that while the government had initially budgeted for 500,000 metric tons of maize, they decided to purchase all available grain to ensure farmers had a reliable market and weren't forced to accept lower prices elsewhere. The president admitted that this decision put a strain on immediate cash flow, but emphasized his commitment to transparency, stating that he would rather tell the truth than cheat the people. To resolve the situation, President Hichilema confirmed that the necessary funds have been worked out and some farmers are already receiving their money.
Who have not been paid their money of the crop delivered to FRA, we had only budgeted for 500. Why did we do that? We did not want you to have no market for your maize, number one. Number two, giving you a lower price, we said no. But now we've worked our numbers, all of you will be paid very, very quickly. Some are being paid on only. So once muntu mala we ula hola kutewa mu inkasalo yenu mwiliye mevona ulijalu vira higagi ndajitambula. I accept and I apologize for that. Why should I lie to you? Why should I cheat? I must tell the truth. I'm a truthful individual myself. But you will be paid. The only issue we are now saying, Marimuma banka arikele guo ya guri slow, too slow. So we are telling the banks now to move quickly. Guo ya bantu guhambana wambana. Imbo?
Meanwhile, the Food Reserve Agency says it has secured enough funds to pay all farmers who sold maize to the agency, assuring the farmers that they